Mary Higgins Clark is the number one New York Times bestselling author of 39 suspense novels, 4 collections of short stories, an historical novel, a memoir, and 2 children's books. Tonight, we're going to talk with her about her latest book, which is titled, I've Got My Eyes on You. You know, I want to say that I really, really enjoyed this book, I've Got My Eyes on You. And I thought maybe you could start us off by telling us what happened to poor Carrie Dowling and those in her life.
Well, I enjoyed writing this book, and actually it's set in the town where I live, Saddle River. You know, parents, when the kids reach that age, they're always watching to see that they're not at a party where there's drinking, that kind of thing. So when a parent goes away overnight and comes back, and the 18-year-old has thrown a party, the whole house is a mess with beer bottles and God knows what else. And then the older sister goes to the patio and looks down, and her little sister's at the floor of the pool. She's dead. And I think it's a premise that people can understand with young people having problems, and then something goes wrong, and it's gone wrong forever. Then, of course, you think you've done the right thing with the way you raised your child. And, of course, every parent has gotten a promise there won't be a party. And then there's a party.
Well, this is in a smaller town in New Jersey, so everybody knows everybody and knows what's going on. And as it happens, next door to Carrie are a widowed mother and her son, Jamie. Would you tell us about Jamie? Because if I understand correctly, one of your grandsons was sort of the inspiration for this story and for this character.
Yes, Davy has what is called the Fragile X syndrome. And I never heard of it until we found out the doctor diagnosed him. It's a broken chromosome, so that his brain is very intelligent, but he can't get the signals out. So as a result, he is, well, the old word was retarded, which is a perfectly adequate name, intellectually impaired. But Davy's 27 now. But having been around him all his life, I know how he thinks. So I thought, if I'm using a boy who at birth was deprived of oxygen, so has the problem of being impaired, I know exactly how he will talk and how his reactions are. So in this book, his mother, of course, is so protective. Her only child, and he only was born after she was 40, and her husband had died 5 years before. So when Jamie comes under suspicion, she's frantic because he likes to please. And if someone suggested that he was the one who hurt Carrie, he might even agree with them. So the mother is utterly and totally frantic, trying to protect him as the story unfolds. Then there is the college kid off to Princeton, who is Carrie's boyfriend, who had a bitter argument with her at the party and left furious. So is he there? Because you never go in and say, oh, this one did it. You have to look all around and think, who had his eyes on her that evening? And then you go from there.
I want to go to something personal for a moment, because while nobody will believe it when they see the photo of you on the back cover of I've Got My Eyes on You, you celebrated your 90th birthday in December. So first of all, a belated but very sincere happy 90th. And I know from talking with you before, you are having a very interesting life. You went from being widowed at a young age with 5 children to support, writing 4-minute radio dramas, to within a few years signing a multi-million-dollar book deal. But I'd like for you to take us back to your childhood for a moment, if you would, because your mom was also widowed young. Depression era, she took in boarders in order to take care of you and your siblings. And I think there's some interesting stories you have about some of those boarders, don't you?
Oh, yes. Well, the biography I wrote, or the memoir, It's called Kitchen Privileges. And the reason for that is after my father died, and everything had gone into his business. It's what killed him, trying to keep it afloat. He had a heart attack. And my mother figured out if we rent the upstairs rooms, we might be able to keep the house going. So she put a sign on the door, on the side of the door, furnished rooms, kitchen privileges. And the neighbors were very nice. They did not mind furnished rooms. They did not like kitchen privileges. So she said, oh, thank God I didn't get a metal sign. And she cut the sign in half, so it was just furnished rooms. And I remember that day, and I was perhaps 12 years old. I said, someday I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to call it Kitchen Privileges. Mm-hmm.
When I gather, there was at least one occasion where someone tried to sneak out in the middle of the night without paying and tripped over a light cord. And you must have had lots of inspirations for different characters in your books to come, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a short story. It wasn't sold, but it was about a school teacher, and she had rented a room, and she was lovely. She tried to teach me the piano, and unfortunately, I never practiced. I hate myself for that. But she had a boyfriend, but I would say, Miss Mills, are you going to marry him? Oh, she said no. She had been desperately in love with someone who was in the 1917-18 war. And when he came home, he was very sick. And he did die, but he had left a note for her. Forgive me if I laid down the burden a little sooner. And he had enclosed it with a rose. So whenever she told that story, she would start to cry, and my tears would well with sympathy. So I did write a short story based on her. And my mother was very careful, of course, about who came into the house. And one couple came in, and they took the big front room. Then they mentioned they had a dog. And my mother was not a dog lover, so she looked old, and they said, oh, Buck is the gentlest little dog. And they did their hands and like a so big. Buck turned out to be a huge dog. His head was hanging out one window and his tail the other when they pulled up.
It's so wonderful to talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us. I trust you'll be back because you're not retiring as far as I've been told. So best of success with yet another wonderful book, Mary.
Oh, thanks so much.
I've been talking with Mary Higgins Clark about her latest book. It is titled, I've Got My Eyes on You. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.